It's that time of the week to catch up with our techspert, Richard Pascoe from talktech.com.au. And Richard, we're in Olympics fever at the moment, and the games in Rio are simply unmissable with today's technology.
Look, they are, Leroy. There's an official 7 Olympic apps so you can watch them on your smartphone or your tablet. Mm-hmm. And Apple have got a selection of apps in their app store now. So we've got the Olympics official app, a Rio 2016. There's a couple of games out there as well.
Okay, and a perfect example is that I don't have a TV in my office, but earlier on today I was watching the swimming in my office on my iPhone using the Channel 7 app. So how good's that? Free to stream.
It really is, and it really shows the way that media is going now.
All right, Richard, let's move on to Avast users. Now, there's problems for Windows 10.
Look, there is. So if you use Avast as your internet security out there, you will not be able to get the Windows 10 Anniversary Edition, which has been down for a week now. It will not install. That's because there's an issue with Avast. So you need to uninstall it completely. So you need to go to the Avast website, uninstall it, then you can put the Anniversary Edition back on there. Shows that really, in a lot of cases, the antivirus does interfere with the operating system. So just a bit of a word of warning on there. Sometimes a window doesn't work properly. It really is your antivirus on there.
Yeah, okay. And speaking of updates, we should also look at our browsers in this case as well.
So if you go to the Help button on Google Chrome, there is an About tab on there. It will go along and say to you whether you're running the up-to-date edition or not. I found somebody the other day who was actually running 20 editions ago. And I was wondering why they could never get on the internet. So don't ignore it. Keep the browser updated. It makes you more safe.
Richard, I had a question from John from Kings Meadows who wanted to know, out of the three main browsers, Google Chrome, Firefox, and of course Internet Explorer, which is the best one to go with?
I think Google Chrome is the best one to go with because Google put a lot of money behind making sure that you're safe when you browse.
Yep.
So Google control the search engine. Firefox, look, it's a good browser, but I don't think it's anywhere near as good as Google Chrome as well. Internet Explorer, you've got to have it, and don't try and uninstall it as well because it's an integral part of how Windows works. So
yeah,
you just leave it alone. Let it do its job in the background.
And that's what I grew up on, Richard. I'm still using Internet Explorer. It just shows how outdated I am.
We've got to get you out of the 90s, Leroy.
And speaking of the 90s, we just say a big happy birthday to the internet. 25 this week.
It was. So Tim Berners-Lee actually gave birth to the idea while working in a physics laboratory in 1989, but actually launched 2 years later, August the 6th, 1991. So the internet was designed actually so that all physicists in university and institutions around the world could share ideas. And it's just really did blossom from that. So yeah, 25 years this week, and now we've got over 1 billion websites online.
Richard, do you remember a world without no internet? You that old?
I do, actually. Yes, yeah, thanks for that, Leroy. Yes, I am, actually. Yes, I do. I remember back in the old days.
Yeah, I remember dial-up. It's about as far as I go. But, yeah, it's always been around for me, mate. So, yeah, you were in the dark ages back then.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, I was actually 29 when it all started.
Okay, wow. And that's why you're the techspert now, because you've had 25 years to study it.
That's exactly right. Yes. And one day I might actually get it right.
If you want to check out Rich's website, go to talktech.com.au. And remember, you can ask a question anytime. Go to the TalkTech page on the drive homepage at lafm.com.au.